Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today is Mother's Day, and I want to say Happy Mother's Day to all those of you who are mothers, and particularly to those of you who are virtuous mothers, as it were. And with that in mind, let's turn to Proverbs chapter 31, where in verses 10 through 31, it speaks concerning the virtuous woman, the virtuous mother. Let me read down through that passage of Scripture with you, and then we'll make a few concluding remarks. Proverbs chapter 31, beginning with verse 10. It says, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid for the snow for her household, for her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he setteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in the time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and needeth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates." That's Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 31, that speaks concerning the virtuous woman, the woman who is the one who pleases God. And the Bible says here in verse 30 of Proverbs 31, that favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. I want to say to all those of you who are ladies today, have a fear for God. Respect God, trust God, serve God, and you will be praised. As a matter of fact, as it says in verse 31, those of us who are your children and your friends, those of us who are associated with you, will be those who will give you the praise that you deserve because you're a virtuous woman. It is my prayer that every woman under the sound of my voice today will be that virtuous woman who has the fear and the respect for God and the praise of others who know her. Father, I want to thank you for the virtuous woman, and it is my prayer that every woman under the sound of my voice today will meet the stipulations that are brought out for us for the virtuous woman here in Proverbs 31. And truly, I pray your blessing would be upon all of those who are virtuous women as we give her the praise and thanks for who she is. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Moments of Meditation and Prayer Time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, Other Way of Truth Ministries, saying God bless you and keep looking up. Remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.